Hiya, folks. It's time to put your mouse ears on for the Mouse Ears Podcast with Brooks, Kara, Kelton, and Steph, where we discuss all things travel, but mostly Disney, brought to you by Fairytale Journeys Travel. Episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am one of your hosts for tonight, and with me, I've got two phenomenal other people. We've got Brooks over there on the East Coast. Brooks, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kelton. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. It's a Monday night, so that means it's podcast recording. That's something right. I look forward to every week. We've got our resident, our Florida resident, Steph. How are you tonight?
Happy to be here, Kelton. Happy to be here.
I bet. I mean, you just got home from a couple of days at Walt Disney World, so you
gotta
be
literally just got home.
Walked in the door, opened my laptop, and made sure I made it home just to record with you guys tonight. Because I do look forward to it too every week. I gotta say
that is dedication, folks.
Dedication at its finest. Our fourth host is actually on her way right now to Walt Disney World in Orlando with her family. So Kara is unable to be here tonight. And of course, since I realized I didn't do it, you know, introduce myself, I'm Kelton. I'm your fourth host. So we're going to get this rolling.
Our now host with the most.
The most what?
Well, I mean, people can't see it right now, but Kelton has his... He used to be an employee of Universal Studios, and little spoiler of what we're going to talk about tonight, but he has his name tag from Universal Studios displayed.
Not just Universal Studios, but Universal Orlando. I spent about a year employed by Universal Orlando, and it was a great time, but I guess that is kind of our spoiler alert there. We are going to discuss a little bit about Universal Orlando, but not just that. We are going into the attractions of both parts. Now, for those that don't know, with Universal Orlando, Fairytale Journeys Travel, which is all, you know, who we're all travel agents with, is a preferred agency with Universal Studios. So that's Universal Orlando in Orlando, Florida, and Universal Hollywood in Hollywood, California. So if you're looking for some more information, you got all of our information will be in the description. You can visit the website. Let's get diving into this. So we're going in. We're talking about the attractions. So this is going to be a two-part episode. I think this one, we're going to talk just strictly about Islands of Adventure. And we are going into our top three attractions for both Islands of Adventure and Universal Orlando. So Universal Studios will be another podcast. This one, just Islands. So here's the rules, and we're going to see if anybody breaks them. Top three. So you get three attractions in this park in one honorable mention. And this is not one of those, like, you know, where the order doesn't really matter. No, this one is, like, whatever you choose for number one hopefully is your favorite attraction for that park.
We sound will good, hold everybody? You to it.
Oh, my number one, I think, is my favorite in Islands of Adventure.
You only think?
I think so. What? Do you know how many attractions are in Islands of Adventure?
A ton.
There are a ton. I don't know the exact number. I didn't count prior to this, but there are quite a few.
I believe 17.
So. Really?
17.
See,
there's 14 in Universal Studios.
That's still quite a bit. I wasn't
wow.
I didn't think about that. So anyway, so let's just go ahead and dive in. Steph, you're on the far side of my screen, so we're gonna start with you, and we're starting just honorable mentions first.
Just honorable mentions. Okay, I can do that.
You get one, so it should be honorable mention. No honorable plural, no mention.
Yep. I have a hard time with that word anyways. Honorable. Anyways, sure. So I do love going to Universal, to both Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios side. But I haven't been able to go on all the new rides yet.
Gasp.
And one, I know. This particular ride, I know I'm going to love it once I get the ability to go on it and the line isn't super, super long. Everyone always raves about it, and that's Hagrid's motor. What is it? Hagrid's motor vehicle? Hagrid's motor something.
Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. That is a long name.
It is. I just call it Hagrid's.
it's the motorbike, Hagrid's.
So
that's a good one.
That's my honorable mention one, because, I mean, back in the day, it used to be Dungeons and Dragons.
Dueling Dragons. We're not
Dueling Dragons.
Here. It's not Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, guys. It's been a long day.
Dragons. You know,
I was about to say, there was a D&D ride?
Dueling Dragons has two Ds, okay? Give me a break.
So, Dueling Dragons. Now, for those who don't know, that was a coaster, I'm going to say back in the day, but my God, that makes us sound old. So just a few years back, it was two coasters that ran pretty much side by side, and they ran at the same time as in a dueling style.
Dueling flight, yeah. Red and the blue.
Yep, the red and the blue. I think it was ice and fire. That's kind of what they had called it. So, boy, that was such a fun attraction.
Neither track
was the same. Everything had their, their pluses to it. But of course,
and your feet were dangling too, which I don't know about you, but it just kind of gave you more of a thrill with it. But unfortunately,
it was a thrill.
Right, and for a bit there, they changed it to kind of so the queue would have Harry Potter theme items.
It was like a kind of theme towards like the Triwizard tournament.
Right, which I thought was awesome. Mm-hmm. I still think it's awesome, even though it's in the past. But that ride, unfortunately, started to sink, from my understanding, and got a lot of complications. Universal had to tear it down and rebuild. But of course, being that it's located in Hogsmeade, they had to do something Harry Potter themed, and Hagrid's motorbike was the perfect addition. It always has a long ride line, and I haven't been able to get on it quite yet, but I know I'll love it when I eventually do. So that's my honorable mention.
Well, very good. You know what? It's a great choice. Any of these attractions, maybe except Seuss Landing. I mean, redfish, bluefish, one fish, two fish. It's kind of like
classic.
Magic carpets at the Magic Kingdom. So it's all kind of the same. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think any attraction picked for any of these four slots would be perfect.
And the difference is that overall, they're going to be more thrill rides, right?
Absolutely.
They're more attractions. They're a little bit, that's why the crowds there, even though it does have Seuss Landing and other younger lands, if you will, the crowds typically are older. It's more exciting. Lots of teenagers and college students. So, yeah, it's just fun. It's a different kind of fun.
It definitely is. Brooks, what is your honorable mention if you followed the rules?
So I'm not sure if this does follow the rules, but my honorable mention on ride, and this may be my honorable mention for both of them, but it's the moving sidewalk going into City Walk going to Voodoo Donuts.
Oh my gosh.
Because I like to ride that moving sidewalk going to Voodoo Donuts.
If we had like a womp womp sound, that would have been perfect.
That just made my night.
the moving sidewalk on City Walk going to Voodoo Donuts.
It's We've not even on the about... Islands of Adventure side, though. That's like on your way toward Universal. I mean,
you can go either way. You can go either way.
Yeah. The moving sidewalk ends before you even get to the sign that says Universal Orlando.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So I'm we're not even in City Walk at this point.
But he said since Voodoo Donuts is to the right, you go down the center stage and you got to go to the right.
Yeah, and then you could take a left.
It's taking the scenic route in front of
I take the road less traveled. And... I got burned off that Voodoo Donut.
It's true.
That was so great. Oh, that's a good honorable mention. That was original. I like it.
Keeping it original.
When we talked about this and Kelton said that an honorable mention, I'm like, oh, I have my honorable mention.
Of all people that were going to break the rules on this one, I knew it was going to be you. Steph was on her way back. You know, she was traveling down the turnpike. I knew it was going to be her. She was going to pick her four and be done.
I'm just glad it wasn't Ohana. Because I thought Brooks is going to throw Ohana in there somewhere. For those of you that haven't gone back to listen to some of our earlier episodes, Brooks has a profound love for Ohana. Go back and check them out. And you'll understand what I mean.
Well, yeah, there was dining for dinner. There was the one that the dining experiences. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Ohana's a lot, but we're not on Disney right now. We are on Universal. Not. So it's Voodoo Donuts.
Voodoo Donuts.
The road less traveled.
We will be sponsored
If I knew we were going to do that, I would have gone like Margaritaville or something. So.
Well, Kelton, speaking of honorable mention, what is your honorable mention?
Well, it's not Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. I'm going to tell you
that. I can't stop laughing.
Mine is definitely in Islands of Adventure. But we were talking before this about, actually, we're talking about theme music. You know, we should have downloaded and some music for this. It would have been great. But we didn't. And that's just okay. But my honorable mention goes to one of my favorite movies. And actually, the area that I worked, mine is the Jurassic Park River Adventure.
That's a good one.
That's where you worked?
No, I worked in Camp Jurassic on Tyrannodon. I almost thought about making that one my honorable mention, but when I was doing research for this, I was telling, you know, my wife that, like, hey, I want to go back to Universal because it's been about 10 years for us since we've been, and now that I have a, you know, kid podcast? That's probably well, not just a podcast,
that too.
I have two kids if we're adding in the podcast. But now that my son might be about, I think he's still a little too short, but so maybe next year I'm getting back on Trended on Flyers, and for maybe a price I'll loan my kid out so everybody else can fly too.
I love that.
But you know, express passes are expensive, people.
They are, but so they are well worth it in some instances.
That's why we stay at the top resorts for Universal Orlando.
Mm-hmm. So well worth it.
Down the line, that'll be another one.
Absolutely.
Brooks is there.
So we don't get demonetized. So...
Yeah, they're going to shut us down.
Thank you, Brooks.
Hold it together, Steph. We got one more to do. But we got three more and then another episode. Yeah. So
yeah. I'm trying hard to keep my laughter. Oh, my God.
We have Universal to do after this. So
I know.
We're going to keep it moving. Steph, how about your number three? Now, remember, these are in like third favorite, second favorite, first favorite. So,
and remember, in Islands of Adventure. So let's keep that in mind.
Not
too.
City Walk. So the putt-putt in City Walk is out off limits. Not that one.
Not the boats. Nothing. We're straight.
Not
to
the elevator
rides
to take you to the second floor of City Walk. No.
Nope.
Oh gosh. Okay. Hold. Trying to keep it together here. So my number three is Hulk. Multiple reasons. Hulk, one, it's like a classic. I mean, when you see Islands of Adventure, you see the little tower at the entrance, but you see Hulk, right? So I don't know about you, but when I think of Islands of Adventure, my mind just naturally gravitates towards Hulk. You know, if we're talking about the, you know, other park, Disney and Magic Kingdom, people are normally going to the right to Tomorrowland. When it comes to Islands of Adventure, I don't know about you guys, but it's always go to the left, go straight to Hulk. So it's always normally the first ride of the day. And honestly, normally the last ride of the day too. The line, the wait line normally is not too bad. I just love that takeoff. I have a lot of fun memories on that ride. And I just had to pick it as my number three.
You also, the ride during the day is different than the ride that's at night. So you have 100%. To do it at open and close.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, it doesn't normally have a long ride because it just goes through quickly. And it's just, when I think of Islands of Adventure, it's just a staple. I cannot leave without it. So that's why. And I do love a good thrill ride. And I feel like that's one of the first thrill rides I can really remember being on that I've enjoyed. So
well, good.
Mm-hmm. And green's my favorite color, but that has absolutely nothing to do with it. It's just a plus.
All right, Brooks, how about your number three for Islands of Adventure?
So this one, I went a little bit out. No, I'm kidding. So my number three is actually someone's honorable mention is the Jurassic Park River Adventure Ride.
Nice.
I grew up with Jurassic Park. I mean, like,
spared even no expense, yeah. Did you?
No. I mean, learned all about Dino DNA.
Dino DNA.
Yeah, nice. but I mean, and what's great about that river ride is. I've heard a lot of people try to compare it to the Navi's River Journey, but you really cannot compare those two because Navi's River Journey is kind of slow acting. It has a great animatronic at the end, mm-hmm. but the River Adventure Ride, it has some thrills in it as well. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, there's an 85 foot plunge at the end.
Well, and on top of that,
you will get wet.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a dinosaur that's kind of in the same mode as like the Yeti at Animal Kingdom on Everest? It just kind of is
that,
like there.
That actually, yeah, but they're not just highlighting it with strobe lights.
Does it actually work?
Don't quote me on that. I can't remember.
If anybody has been there recently, please let us know if it works or not.
It's been like a year and a half since I've been, so I can't remember. But it's not a Disco Rexy.
It is not a Disco Rexy. I love that.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves but bring Disney into this, can we?
No. Well, so. A podcast of all things travel.
But mostly Disney.
So.
But I would definitely take the Jurassic Park River ride over Navi's River Journey. And my wife might divorce me over that.
So this would be a good episode for her not to listen to.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. So, well, Kelton, it's your turn, buddy.
Well, this will be short and sweet because actually my number three is the same as yours, Steph. I am all about the Hulk for my number three. I was, you know, I remember at a younger age going on that one. Now, a while back, it seemed to have been smoother back then because either that or I've gotten older because now when I would get off it now or 10 years ago now, it kind of give a little bit of a headache type of thing or else I'm just sitting in the wrong row. So
I think you need to go back to give me a more up-to-date review on the whole Kelton.
I will do the best I can. You were just there like a month or two ago.
I was. I mean... Everything kind of let me backtrack. Universal does a lot of things well, right? They try and keep up with their counterpart or their enemy in this regard. And I feel like they've been doing a better job at keeping the rides up to date, if you will. Because I remember back in the day, I used to ride that. And then when they would stop at the end, my head would just fling back. And that was always horrible. That did not happen to me the last couple times I've been, which, you know, to me, that's a smoother ride, if you ask me. So, but well, good. I hope you can go on and again soon, Hilton, regardless, so you can give me a review.
Oh, I will. I'll push through the pain. That's why we have Advil and ibuprofen.
Absolutely. And you can go in the morning or at the end of the night, just in case.
Exactly. So that's my number three. Well, we were just pushing right along. So, Steph, you're number two. What is your second favorite attraction?
All right. So, again, I was thinking about a lot of different elements when it came to me choosing my top attractions. My number two, it has to be the Harry Potter castle, or in other words, the Forbidden Journey. Why? There is so much going on with this ride. And I'm not just talking. And if you really think about it, there isn't anything like it. It was, one, the queue is absolutely phenomenal. You almost want to be in line and have a good wait time so you can experience every single room throughout, you know, Hogwarts Castle and the animatronics or the projections, I should say, not animatronics, the projections that they've got and the paintings. I mean, it is so beautifully done and it's all indoors, so you're not really sweating that much, which is always a plus in Florida. And then you actually get on the ride and the ride itself, I mean, one, it's a very comfortable seat, right? It almost looks like a bookshelf that you're just kind of sitting in. I don't know if you've ever thought about it that way, but that's how I've seen it, which is a little bit weird, but, you know, saying it out loud and everything. But that being said, you want to say something about that?
Yeah, well, you can kind of, for the people who have been to Disney but not Universal, you can kind of compare it to, in Epcot, the Mars,
Mission Space.
Yeah, that like box kind of.
That's a good comparison. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Wow, brain fart.
Listen, I get those all the time. You're good. Thank you for the example. It's really cool too because it works as an arm throughout the ride where you have portions of it where you have a screen, very realistic, and then it just kind of transitions over to like carved out scenes. And it's just, you know, it's so immersive in the best way possible. And it's one of those things where I just feel like, especially when I first went on it, I mean, I was a diehard Harry Potter fan back in the day. It's not that I don't still love Harry Potter, I do, but I just remember back in the day, I was in tears because I felt like I was actually there.
You were in the robe with the wand at night and doing that, you know.
100%. Carved out my own wand out of a wood. You know, wow. It was intense. I would go to the premiere night in a robe. Call me crazy, but crazy. You know, thanks, Rex. Appreciate.
Well, I mean, I'm wearing like Harry Potter glasses right now, so
they look great on you, though. I
just need a scar.
We can draw that.
We can. I got a Sharpie around here somewhere.
So my number two is the Forbidden Journey because there's just so much about it that I just think is well done. And it's just a great attraction. It's exciting. It's not boring. It's not super fast or anything like that. It's just there's a whole storyline with it and you are immersed as much as you can be, which I love it. So that's my number two.
It really takes you into the movies and the books.
It does. So. It does.
Brooks, can you give us your number two for Islands of Adventure?
So my number two, watching videos on it and everything, I have not officially ridden it, but because my wife did not want to wait on me that long when we went, But it is the Velocicoaster. I unfortunately have not been, but watching everything and doing a little bit of the queue, it might even, once I officially ride it, it might be my number one. But
those ride videos are
they are nuts. Amazing.
The queue is really good. You know,
that's one thing too that Universal has kind of taken from the other park down the road, that you don't just have to have great rides. If you get people immersed preparing for the ride and getting them hyped for that ride, it makes it that much better. And that's something that Universal has really stepped up their game on, is
they do the theming. Immersion.
Oh yeah.
Their theming has like really, they've done so much better on their theming than the last.
It makes me really excited about Epic Universe.
Coming. Absolutely. I'm really hoping that they bring in Fantastic Beasts into the Harry Potter portion of that, because I think that'll be amazing.
Keep up with the times.
Gotcha.
I mean, having the little buckle, I cannot think of the little one that...
The briefcase?
That new Scullamander has, the little truckle. Cannot think of his name.
Oh, are you talking about the little animal that's always with him that's collecting the coins and stuff?
No, it's the one that... The little leaf... The little leaf guy.
Oh, yes! Oh, my gosh, he's called so a cute.
Truckle, but I cannot think of his name.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Don't know the name, though.
By the way, I am a Harry Potter fanatic as well. So...
We need to polish on some of our notes sometimes.
Yes.
All right, I think that's a good one. What about you, Kelton?
Yes, so, what is your number two?
So, Steph, you and I are aligning once again. My number two... is Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. Now, so here's the thing. My number one fear is spiders. I hate spiders with a passion. So
yes,
there are two portions.
So Spider-Man is out?
No, I'm good with Spider-Man.
Yes. Oh,
okay. But
man, spider. You
close your eyes too.
There are two portions of the attraction that I not just close, but full on hands over my eyes, and that is the Dementor portion and the spider. And I know exactly when each one of them show up. So the entire, when the photo is taken, I don't even look anymore because I already know what mine looks like.
What does it look like?
Me covering my eyes with a very scared, panic look on my face.
Oh my gosh.
That you can even see in my face.
So I'm right please, there Kelton, with you with that the you spiders. Have one
of them. Please. I don't buy photos.
Yeah, you don't have an app to just screenshot. You get it like before,
and or
like
then,
the other park.
Back then it was a 3GS, so the camera was just junk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So I hear you. I close my eyes for the spider portion. I can't do it, and I love the ride. And that spider portion is endless. It is endless.
That's speaking funny. Of photo rides, ride photos, real quick. I don't normally buy them either, but when I first went to Disney for the first time in 2004, my mom bought the dinosaur ride photo. And I actually have
another good one.
I have that framed in my office, and I'm just making a silly face like,
oh my god, we need to see that.
And my mom's like, left side. Yep.
Oh, I love it.
So when we take the first time we take Kenny on that attraction, I will probably buy a photo. Just because.
That's a good investment.
Poor kid.
And are you going to be hiding behind him?
It's a dinosaur. I'm okay with dinosaurs.
Oh, dinosaurs.
Spiders.
I thought you were talking about the spiders.
We do so forbidden. You can't hide. I mean, it's like just how like it's are on our screen.
Are you going to grab us, his hand and put it over your eyes?
Potentially, yes. It is potential. Yes, Very much
so. That would be so cute.
So.
Oh, goodness.
Forbidden Journey minus the spider and Dementor scene. It's my favorite.
I don't mind the Dementors, but the spider, I'm right there with you. So I'm not judging.
This is also why I probably will not be participating in the Halloween Horror Nights, you know, portion. I mean, I may participate, but you won't hear much of me because I don't.
I feel even like when you I would worked be... there. Nope. You worked at Halloween Horror Nights?
I did. Roanoke was the house I did.
What's it called?
It was called Roanoke. It was back in 2013. Roanoke, Virginia was the haunted house. And I refused, and I told my manager, I said, I will go home sick. I refuse to work the rotation in the house.
I and absolutely like, went. Okay. I absolutely went to Halloween Horror Nights 2013, but I can't remember that ride. Or that, sorry, not that ride, that maze.
I think that was it. Well, I'll look. Hold on 1 second here. And we are going to get to our number one with a drum roll. Steph, what's your number one?
My number one is Velocicoaster. Brooks, I actually have been on. And I can honestly say, and I've been on a lot of rides in my time. I will be honest. I've had the great pleasure of being able to go to Six Flags, most parks in Orlando. There's one in it's called Canada's Wonderland in Ontario that has over 100 rides at their park. So I've dipped my toes, and I can honestly say the Velocicoaster, by far, bar none, the best roller coaster I've ever been on in my life. It is the thrill of a lifetime, worth any amount of time to be in that line. The queue is incredible. It's got that immersion that we've been talking about so fondly in this episode, but the thrill of it, it's just constant. Like, the entire time I just have a smile on my face from just like the pure excitement and joy. The one portion of this ride that blows me away, there's a part, and it's actually more towards the end of the roller coaster, and this one's a long one. It's not one that you're just like, you know, maybe like a minute. Like, this is like, you're going at it for a bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know even know how long it is, but it's definitely like, it's lengthy. I'm not going to lie. And there's this one portion towards like the end where this ride does loop-de-loops, but it also does the spins. And it spins right over the lake. And it feels like your hair when it's flying, if you have long hair, is just like about to touch and brush against the water. Like, it is so magical. You know, the whole thing is amazing, but that portion of the ride alone is just like thrilling beyond measure. And it was a no-brainer for me. Out of everything on this list for Islands of Adventure and Universal Resort, this was a no-brainer. Like, by far, bar none. If I were to combine both lists together, Velocicoaster would be number one every single time. So that's that. I love Velocicoaster.
Brooks, number one. Let's hear it.
So my number one is one that I have ridden on, is Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure.
Ah!
There it is.
Tell me more, Brooks.
Number one, if you are a Harry Potter, like, just casual fan.
Fanatic?
Or fanatic, casual fan, maybe I've heard about it. The queue is just amazing. Like, being able to go around Hagrid's house and seeing all the things, and then, like, you partially walk through castle as well, and then, like, and I was able to actually be on the motorbike. I wasn't in the sidecar.
Nice.
So, like, being able to just ride that, and then feeling like the boosters go when it's like, now, because it it's not just a fast ride. They also have parts where it slows down and you go through different portions. And oh, it's just, that is, like you said, with Velocicoaster being the best ride you have ever been on, any parks I've ever been on, that is the best ride I have been on, is Hagrid's motorbike.
Man, I want to go on. And for those of you that don't know, that ride vehicle is very different in the sense of, like, it goes with the theme of Hagrid and who he is, you know, and all the, and some of the iconic, I guess, things that he's associated with from the movies. So Brooks mentioned, it's, you can either be on the motorbike or the sidecar. So you have the two, basically the two options, if you will, which I think is really neat as well. And it's different. I don't know anything that's like that when it comes to a vehicle.
So, very Kelton, nice. What is your number one?
So, it's not an attraction that I have done yet. However, I have watched countless YouTube videos of this attraction. But if I had ridden it for Islands of Adventure, my number one attraction would be the Jurassic World Velocicoaster attraction. The, because, like, the fact that, I mean, that attraction spread out almost over half of the Jurassic Park section over water, the amount of, you know, inversions you do, corkscrews that you do going over the water. And I mean, there's a stretch where, like, you're upside down by, I think it's what, like, a solid 2 or 3 seconds type of thing, which I'm going, eh, maybe we'll see. But not just the attraction itself, but, you know, talking about the lines and everything, it looks like a phenomenal attraction, and I cannot wait to ride it. That, yeah, that's gonna be a fun one.
Wow, Kelton, you and I have the same list, other than our honorable mention. I feel like that says something.
Born and raised in Florida, so we're thinking pretty close alike.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't beat that. Well, does anybody have anything else to kind of add in before we wrap up part one of our top three attractions?
I feel like people just need to go and check this place out, because there's mm-hmm. just so many immersive lands. And it's what we didn't mention, because we're being, you know, more personal and selfish with our choices. Islands of Adventure has also been voted as one of the best parks in Orlando for children. What? So, yeah, I've seen it multiple times. I don't remember what sources, but it's definitely something that's been talked about. And I've even had clients and other people that have come up to me and mention it. So, you know, we've talked a lot about how thrilling these rides are. It's more than just thrilling. It's really something for the whole family. So don't just think that if you're afraid of roller coasters that it's not just for you. Because there probably will be something.
Because we didn't even get into the 3D rides, like The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. And the fact that that ride, I don't know how old it is, but the fact that, I mean, it has some age on it, but how it still holds up with a 3D, you would think it was released yesterday. Like,
yeah. Yeah. They just continue to keep up with the times. They've done a really good job. And not even to mention about the food. So anyways.
So we'll go ahead and I know Kara's not here, but I was looking up, you know, little trivia for Islands of Adventure. So here we go.
I love it. Thanks, Kelton.
If you know it, drop it in the comments of, you know, on the Facebook group. But, and I got to find it. We're going to stick, since we've had Jurassic Park and Harry Potter thing, we're going to go with a Harry Potter trivia for Islands of Adventure. What is the pub called in Hogsmeade? What is the pub called in Hogsmeade in Islands of Adventure? If you know it, put it in the comments, which there's nothing here, but put it in the comments of the Facebook group. And yeah, that's honestly gonna do it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears podcast. As we were saying before, don't forget to join our Mouse Ears podcast Facebook group. And we also have an Instagram page for our blog, the Mouse Ears blog. So check it out for all the latest news and episode details. And if you're interested in having one of our wonderful agents book your next trip, you can go ahead and visit us at fairytalejourneystravel.com, or you can send us a DM. So as always, we've got our plugs. Steph, where can our listeners find you on social media?
Well, they can find me on Facebook at Fairytale Journeys by Stephanie Perret Gentile, or on Instagram at FTJ by Stephanie PG.
Brooks, how about you?
So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at FTJ by Brooks, and on Facebook, Fairytale Journeys by Brooks. Kelton, phenomenal. Where can they find you?
Well, for me, you can find me also TikTok and Instagram at FTJ Travel by Kelton. And just like the other two, on Facebook, Fairytale Journeys Travel by Kelton. And honestly, every time we've done one of these, I think I say my Facebook one differently every time. So hopefully I got it right this time.
But one way or another, you're going to find you.
At some point, I mean, it could be episode 100, and I may have 99 different ways of saying it.
But you might be the only Kelton in the Fairytale Journeys agency, too.
Not
may have 99 problems, definitely. But a tag ain't one.
A tag ain't one. If you like listening to us, which we hope you do, we'd love to have you guys leave us a review on wherever you listen. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on Spotify. So until next episode or next week, talk to you all later. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.